and peace. Love 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 and peace. Hello everyone. Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. Tried to take him by surprise, but it didn't work. I'm Chest, a.k.a. Chest. Who else is here?
I'm Cold.
And I'm Ben.
Yeah, I tried to start it quick and catch y'all, but you were too ready. Too ready, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back, fellas.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It is really hot in this camper that is in the middle of a garage with no air conditioning, so I'm pounding down sparkling waters.
Oh, what's that? You drinking Liquid Death?
This is just plain Liquid Death.
What's the temperature there? Is it like the 90s really humid?
It is the 90s really humid. It's probably like vomit level humid. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's really gross. I noticed you're wearing a shirt.
I am not wearing a shirt. You're correct. It's 77 right now. You know, at 11 o'clock at night, it's 77. Not pleasant. Speaking of vomit, it's not human vomit, nor is it actual vomit. But I do have this really gross story.
Huh.
It's going to surprise you. So I encountered a new thing this recent weeks. We came home from a trip, and we have these shrubbery. We have these shrubs lying the side of our building, and they're in mulch. We look down at the mulch, and there is a massive fungus that's yellow and oozing like red pus liquid.
What?
It was disgusting. I saw it and literally thought of, there was a horror book that Christopher R. Gross recommended to me. The book was really good, but it's all about like killer fungus, and I'm like, this is happening to my house. There is a fungus that's trying to murder me. It was disgusting looking, and I got really worried. I'm like, is this toxic? Are my kids gonna get, like, is it gonna kill the bushes? What's gonna happen? So I send it to some friends, and they're like, oh, don't worry, it's not toxic, it's fine, but you do need to get rid of it. It like builds on moisture, and while we were gone, they had a humongous amount of rain, and then there was shade, and it just developed. But it's a type of slime, but its other name, this was legitimately the other name, it's called dog vomit. There was a fungus growing on my flower beds called dog vomit. It was so gross.
That's nasty.
That is gross. Was the book that Christopher R. talking about, was that a Goosebumps book?
It was not a Goosebumps book. It was a little older and a little more mature.
Sounds like a Goosebumps story.
Yeah, it's called What Moves the Dead. It's about a fungus that takes over and animates dead things. Spoiler for those of you that want to read that book. It was very good. I highly recommend it. It was not a horror, like gross horror. It was more of a thriller, like, ooh, spooky horror. So I enjoyed it a lot. It's very short, too. It's probably like 100 pages. I don't know.
Ooh.
Goosebumps stories are short, about 100 pages.
You're not incorrect.
Might be Goosebumps.
You know, I did notice the author was R.L. Stein.
Coincidence? So,
I think. Yeah. So anyway, that's my story for today. Had dog vomit on my shrubs.
Not bad. Oh. Is that book the reason that you are on a zombie kick right now?
No.
You said you were watching a zombie anime.
I am watching a zombie anime. That was purely by accident. I've always enjoyed a good zombie film. I'm not a huge horror person. I really don't like gross horror or like body horror or stuff like that. But like the zombie genre, I love the comic of The Walking Dead. I watched quite a bit of the show when it came out. And then I've seen various, my favorite zombie movie is, what's it called? It's a Korean one. Train to Busan. Very good. Very, very good movie. So then there's this new show that just came out called Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead. And it's only two episodes out right now. But it's all about an office worker, a salaryman in Japan, if you will.
Yes.
And he's in what's called, it's actually fascinating because it shows like the dark side of like office work in Japan. And he's in what's called an exploitative company. Basically, they just work their workers to death and he just never leaves his office and he hates his life. And the whole plot of the movie is, the show is, a zombie apocalypse breaks out and he's overjoyed because he's finally going to take a vacation and do stuff he's never done with his life. And so he makes a bucket list and it's his 100 things to do before he turns into a zombie. And it's really, it's been pretty fun so far. I've watched two episodes of it.
Is it a comedy? It's
very much a comedy.
Okay. Yeah,
it's very much like a comedy. The first episode's a little risque, I will say. It's nothing is shown. But it's when I say that the darker side of office work, there's some exploitation of people, particularly a secretary that is involved by a boss. Ah. So there's that. But then that resolves pretty quickly. And the zombies are fun because they are like very comedic. They don't have just red blood in the show. It's like a bunch of multicolored splatters. Like it's a very like very colorful anime. It's like there's blue and yellow and green flying everywhere. So it's not, it doesn't feel so like horror. It feels very comedic and funny. They play on a lot of like zombie tropes. Not a lot, but they have so far of like what happens in movies and stuff. But it's, if you like zombie stuff, it's been pretty fun. But you do have to like zombies, because if you don't like zombies, it will not be fun at all.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
What would you say has been your favorite episode so far?
You know, of between one and two, probably two.
Two. Okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. There's a third episode of Jujutsu Kaisen out too, and I didn't watch it yet.
I was about to start the show, and then I saw there were only two episodes out, so I was just like...
Ooh,
and I didn't. And then I was going to watch second season of Tokyo Revengers, realize I don't have Hulu. So,
oh, that does suck.
Strike two.
That's one of those.
Know what I did?
What'd you do? You watched Vinland Saga?
I watched the episodes for the podcast. So this is good because I procrastinate and then sometimes I don't watch everything on time. And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be a responsible podcaster.
We appreciate that
as
your teammates here, your fellow dads.
Yes.
I did have to Trigon
first.
Yeah. I forced myself, not because of the content of the show, but because I was very excited about Jujutsu Kaisen, to watch the podcast episodes first. And I didn't have time to watch Jujutsu Kaisen, so I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know what it is about Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't have a major desire to start watching it.
I'm not going to hold that against you, even though I very much disagree with you.
Okay, thank you. Like I've really wanted to get back into Demon Slayer, and I wanted to watch that second season of Vinland Saga a whole lot. But I just haven't done it because I wanted to wait for the whole thing to come out. So I've been patiently waiting for those. Jujutsu Kaisen, I don't
finish
care.
For a bit now, I think. Demon Slayer's definitely done.
Oh, yeah.
Vinland's
you're right.
Been done for a while. You could watch both of those.
Well, then I'm going to jump on those immediately.
Please do.
Yeah, just no exit out of this reason. Show right now.
Okay.
And me and Ben will keep going.
Hey, guys, I'm Colb, and I'm leaving. See ya.
Yeah. No, Demon Slayer, me and Ben have both finished season two of that at this point, right? It's just, because I texted Ben. And then I got to finish Vinland. So you probably will pass me. if you start Vinland tonight or tomorrow, you probably will pass.
I'll probably do Demon Slayer first.
Perfect. That'll give me a chance.
Yep. Do it. And text us.
It's really funny. There's a lot of these bigger shows that we don't do in the show because we like to watch them either at our own speed or immediately. And I think I'm okay with that.
Some things you just want to yourself.
Yep.
For Kolb, that's Full Metal Alchemist.
It is. He said, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. But something we are going to talk about, a show that we do love that is being reimagined, is called Trigun.
Mm. Not bad that time. That was good, Chest.
Thank you. I tried my hardest. So this is week two of Trigun Stampede, which is a reimagining from Studio Orange of Trigun. We talked all about that last week. So if you want to know how this show came to be and some of the details, it's just a little bit of Wikipedia investigation that you could do, or you can listen to us talk about it. But it's all on last week's episode. We are going to be talking about episodes 3 and 4 of Trigun Stampede tonight. Last week, we did something a little different because Ben is the most neutral person. He's enjoying the show, but is not as emotionally invested in the characters of Trigun as Kolb and myself. And I am a optimist hoping for a good outcome, and Kolb is a cynic waiting for this to disappoint him. So we have had two different opinions.
That's a good way to put it, because I feel that's very accurate. I'm just waiting for this to disappoint me.
I was not lying. I wasn't even playing you off as a bad guy. I was just giving it to you. Straight shooting.
Your funny comment is funny because it's true.
Yep. So, Ben, do you want to do that again this week? You want to lob some questions? You want to round table it? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll kick it off here with positives. So what I would like, and I have some myself as well, I'd like to go last. What are some positives, either from characters that were brought in, characters that have been in already, story? Just what are some positives for you on these two episodes?
Well, I feel like Kolb will outshine me because he's much better at note-taking, so I'm going to go first.
That might not be true.
Positive for me, this is going to take more explanation, so I'm just going to give short statements and then we can dive into it. Because they're committing in a certain direction, now we can talk about whether it's pros or cons, I have appreciated how serious it's gotten in terms of like the intensity of knives and the violence and different things like that. Like, they're going in a different direction, and I'm appreciating the commitment to that direction. I'll put it that way. There's been some moments of humor that I felt were on point. I've appreciated that. I'm appreciating the reintroduction of some of our favorite characters. They did listen to our episode last week. They gave me a new villain that was completely out of nowhere, I think. Unless that is that guy that was in the ball? Is that supposed to be?
Oh, Chess, I'm sorry to disappoint. He's an original Gung Ho Gun.
One of the first ones, right?
Yeah, he even has that spike ball. But he doesn't He doesn't really do much in the anime. He just kind of is there.
Right.
He shoots some web or vine I'm things up, and then he gets shot immediately.
Yeah, I'm realizing that as you're saying this. Yeah, you're right. He looks, he does a lot more and he's very different, but correct. You're correct. He's not new. It was fun though. Yeah, I enjoyed his little moment. He did more than the original. I'm enjoying the animation for what it is. I think there's just a lot of controversy we have to talk about. So that's probably my pros. Like, I appreciate their commitment to going in a certain direction, and I appreciate the characters they're bringing in.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Thanks for sharing, Chest. I know that was hard for you. Kolb, go ahead.
Okay, so a couple things before I start. One, I'll only say the things that I liked in episode 3. We'll save episode 4 for later. And I'm doing my best to keep this separate from my love of the original Trigun. So I'm looking at this as if I'm watching it for the first time, but obviously with the context of what I know about Trigun. So Things I liked. I paid attention to the opening song this time, and it was good. It was good.
Agreed.
Both musically and visually, I liked it a lot. So I don't know why I didn't notice the other two episodes, but this one I was like, wow, that is a lot better than I remember. Question, Chest.
Just a small comment because I forgot to say it.
Oh.
The music is also good for me. And my daughter, my eldest daughter, Isabella, she has, I played this song at some point for her, like the whole song, and she loves it. She calls it my song, daddy's song, and we'll listen to it in the car. She requested it one time to play on loop for like 10 minutes in the car.
Wow.
We listened to it.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you want to listen to
it's
now?
A long time.
She's like, your song. And I was like, again? She's like, yep. I was like, okay. So she really likes this song.
Nice.
We even danced to it on the deck. I played it on speaker and we went out and danced to it on the deck.
That's how my daughter was with Lost in Paradise.
Really?
Yeah. That's for great. The longest time. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, opening song, it's good. It's good. So, well done. And since they're not staying in tune with what I wanted with canon, I will say I was excited about the bomber. I liked the villain. It took me a while to figure out that he was an original Gung-Ho gun. But that's all I wanted to see from the rest of the series, is interesting fights with weird and cool villains. That's what I wanted to see from now on. And I think they did good with that first one, E.G. the Mine, the bomber guy. And I applaud them for the gore and violence in this episode. I didn't think they would go that route, at least immediately, and they did. So I was like, wow, that's surprising. And that's all I got.
So sorry, you gave me a thumbs down when I was mentioning the violence.
Oh, I know it.
No,
about knives.
You said the okay. Violence. I gave you the okay sign, and then you said, and then you talked about knives, and then I put my thumb down. So yeah, it was
okay.
Certain words you were saying was my reaction.
Clarify. Gotcha.
All right. Maybe this is what I got, guys.
On my screen.
It was a delay. So one of mine was seeing Wolfwood for the first time. It just made me smile. And made me realize again, like, how much I appreciate his character. So seeing the shot of him for the first time. Two, the line, I feel like I maybe not heard the line said this way before, but when Vash said to Wolfwood, or not necessarily to Wolfwood, but to the group, those are the eyes of a good guy. I love that. That's such a nice line. Those are my positives surrounding that side of things. I also really like the intensity. So at the beginning of three, I was, because one and two, I was fairly positive on. I wasn't like, oh, this is awesome. But I was like, okay. Beginning of three, I was still riding that wave because I liked how intense it was. The moment where the guy's bombs were about to go off and he ran away and said, take care of this, or kill him, or I don't know what he's, save everybody, protect the city, one of those things. And then he dies, it blows up in the distance. And I'm like, whoa, this is getting serious. And so that was a positive for me. And the last positive is, for me, everything else was so bad that I'm like, I texted Colb, I'm so excited to watch the original again. Really excited. I'm sure we'll give our opinions on different things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that those were my positives. I guess I'm going to get on something specific here. Thank you guys both for sharing those positives. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, you are welcome.
So knives. A lot happens surrounding his character and the scenes he's in. Chess, we'll start with you. What were some of your thoughts with, like, his appearance, the way he talked with Vash, and maybe some of the sequences he was in? What are your initial opinions there?
This is positive and negative at this point.
Oh yeah, anything.
Anything goes. Okay.
Yep.
I was very shocked that we were getting action from Knives right out the gate in episode 3. Shows up, starts wreaking havoc. Already in episode 3. That was not expected. Kind of not appreciated. I feel like the big bad just showed up and ripped through everybody. And I guess I understand if you're trying to show how drastically these brothers are different. Sure. But yeah, didn't love it. The one thing I liked about Knives, I think, and this is probably just going to be me, but I did like that he, regardless of how they went about showing it, he clearly is a psychotic, dangerous person. And I feel like in the first one, I kind of ended the show wishing I saw more of Knives. Now, I'm not saying I need a lot more, but I kind of wish I had a little more. And now I feel like, oh, you took that and you went way too far with it. So I appreciate the little bit I got, but I got oversaturated very fast. Does that make sense? Like, I was like, oh, this is cool for half a second. And I was like, oh, this is too much. No. Stop it.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah.
His new thing where he literally used knives and, like, magical plant energy is interesting in the sense of, like, okay, I don't really know what to expect anymore from him. He's clearly very powerful. I don't know who this professor is that he's associating with. He almost seems...
Forgot about that character.
On, like, the same level as Knives? Like, Knives was the guy in the other one, and now it's like, I'm plotting with this dude, so I'm a little confused. Like, is Knives still the biggest bad? Or has he been demoted in the show to being on the same level as a mastermind, and he's not the mastermind anymore? I don't know. So, not a huge fan. He seems very wild man manic, and I would prefer, like, mastermind manic. Like, I'm willing to kill someone very dastardly and show that I'm ruthless, but just going berserk, not quite as big a fan of that.
Jess, thank you for sharing those thoughts. Cole, same question/questions to you.
Okay. I hated it. I hated everything about Knives in this episode. Jess, I'm sorry. You're right. Too big. Way too big. Too soon. And this is where, unfortunately, my love for the original is going to saturate my answer. The great thing about Knives was that he was, you didn't know anything about him. The first time you even see something about him, his name is just carved into stone. Vash knows it. You see his reaction about things, but no one else knows who this Knives guy is. And for the longest time, he's working through his subordinates. You think Legato is like the biggest bad guy there is until he's stopped. And you're like, oh, he's not the big bad guy. He's taking orders from someone even worse. That's more menacing and terrifying than, let me just show you all my cards immediately so you know how big of a bad guy I am. I don't need that. I want some, I'm not saying your answer is wrong, Chess. I'm saying this is for me. I need some mystery. I need some build up. The first part of episode 3 was really good. That had to do with all the bomber stuff. Second half, it just felt like it was not earned at all. Let's just throw everything at you all at once, and I want your brain to accept it. And now you have to root for the good guy over the bad guy. I don't want that. I want it to build up, and they didn't do that at all.
You're gonna love episode 4.
Why do you say that?
We'll get there.
So anyway, no, I hated it. I hated the whole Knives thing. Like, if they wanted to do it that way, but have that be the ending of it, the end battle between him and Vash, that's one thing.
Right.
But you got
this was episode like
you got to build that up. Yeah, you got to build it up. Even him just murdering his guy, ripping his arms off camera. That shot of his arms like flying onto the doorway was really kind of creepy and scary. That's all you needed. If you were going to have Knives at all.
Oh, you were saying that was like a good, if they had left it at that.
Yeah, you didn't see it. you didn't see it happen. Yep. You just,
you don't know what he did, yeah, but he ripped the
cameras
apart.
Yeah, the camera's slowly going to the saloon doors, and like you hear the slicing and the splashing of blood, and the arms flop over the door.
You're right. It's that would have been a perfect moment of like, yep, stop there, pause.
So yeah, we see that this guy's dangerous. Was
tough, mm-hmm. But he clearly just wiped out this dude.
Yeah, we know knives is dangerous. We don't know what he's all about, but we know that he has some weird power.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. I agree with that 100%.
Thank you.
Zero disagreements.
Gentlemen, some good points from each of you. The conclusion, too much, too soon.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an overwhelm. And like, if he has these same powers when Vash ends up fighting him later, he should murder Vash.
Yeah, there's,
yeah,
the extent of that power was absurd. And I don't know if Vash is just gonna get superpowered times 1 billion, but the way he was just using all those particles and slicing up planets basically, I was just like, what are we doing? So anyways, I'm neutral here. So I don't remember the flow. Or no, it's pretty early in 4 we get that shot of Wolfhood, isn't it? Those three like guys are
it's before the opening song.
Oh, well, there you go. Even more so then.
Yeah.
So right out the gate. So I like talking about characters. So gentlemen, how did you feel about Wolfhood? His character, how they used him in the show, maybe even his voice, just like general opinions on this version of Wolfhood. Colb, you go first this time.
Oh, goodness. I was hoping you wouldn't go with me.
You look like you're thinking.
His appearance was fine. I enjoyed it well enough. I liked the new suit all the way up until his ankles. I'm not a huge fan of the high ride pants with the Van loafer shoes. I wasn't a huge fan, yep, of those, but that's a very minor thing. Whatever. I guess I'm not a huge fan that he's an undertaker instead of a priest.
Mm.
I liked that duality of I'm supposed to be a holy man, and yet I'm a murderer. Kind of. Mike's cross is not a cross. It's a big old gun that holds other guns. So I like that duality. So I don't like I don't really necessarily like the Undertaker thing, but they did play with it well. I think it was funny how he is a con man with it. Like, I'll bury these dead people and then I'll upcharge you a crazy amount of money. That would be something Wolf would do. So
that made me laugh a lot. Yeah.
And then I was really upset at first when he took suckers out and was eating suckers. I'm like, oh, they took away his cigarettes. This is making me angry. But then he smokes later in the episode. So that one righted itself. Maybe they just caught my frustration as I was watching. So I would say first impression, there were a lot of little things that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but overall I don't mind him right now.
It's good.
Just go ahead.
Same character himself. Like, I think he's a good character. He's a little gruffer. He's not quite as like, I think the difference is like what Colb was saying. Like, when he's the priest, he's got this clear, like, I need to be a holy man, but he kind of has some humor about it, and like some like, he knows he smokes and he does bad things, but he, like, you know, he's got to rise above. But now he's just an undertaker, so he's kind of gruff, kind of mean, but has a good heart sort of thing where you're like, oh, he's taking care of this kid and consoling him and all that good stuff. And like, he was an orphan. It's like, okay, so he's just rough around the edges, but he's a really tough dude. Yeah, I liked his character. I think he'd be a good companion for Vash still. I don't like what they did with him, his character.
Are you going to explain that now or later?
It, Well, Ben just explained. So basically, okay. Now what all that Kolb said, all that Kolb said about don't tell me, show me, when it came to knives. They did that with Wolfwood, and this was one of my favorite reveals in the old show. Mm-hmm. Was that Wolfwood was a gung-ho gun, and they just come right out and say it, point blank. In episode four.
First episode, his first appearance.
And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Zazie the Beast is there. He does his deal. And then it's like, hey, I set it up for you, Wolfwood. You gain their trust. You're a stone cold killer, aren't ya? and then he leaves. And then Wolfwood's sitting there like, yep, I'm doing a job. I'm going to kill these people. I'm like, are you kidding me? So now you don't have time to, like, the love that they're going to try to foster for Wolfwood, if they do, is going to be despite that, rather than like conflicting you by saying,
yeah,
you right. love this guy, he's a bad guy.
Yep.
Just FYI,
it's a great point.
He's a bad guy. Now it's like, oh great, I gotta fight to like a bad guy, rather than like, oh, I fell in love with this dude, he's awesome character, and now he's one of the gung-ho guns, he's one of the better ones, to be honest, and that sucks. So that really was like 10 points negative for Gryffindor.
Good point, Chest. Yeah, it's such a betrayal, not only to Vash but us as a viewership, when that's revealed.
Yeah,
and not in this case. Not in this case.
It really case. Like, I saw Zazie the Beast, and I'm like, okay, clearly gung-ho gun moment. This is good. And I actually couldn't remember his name, so I Googled Zazie the Beast, found him, and found out a little tidbit. He's actually closer to the manga in this one. So in the original show, he's a human who has this link with animals. In this one and in the manga, he is actually an alien that is like more in tune with the worms. So it's actually closer to the manga. He's actually a part of these worms, and that's how he can control the worms. That's why his eyes are different. If you notice, his eyes are not human. They're like a slit, because he's not human. So I actually found that kind of fascinating. I accidentally found that out, but that made me like him more. I was like, okay, I like that, because he wasn't one of my favorites in the original.
Ben, do you want to hear something super disappointing?
I sure do.
Okay. Kane the Long Shot will not be in this series.
Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah, as I was looking up the EG, the mind guy, because I was like, he's one of the originals, I have to look this up. So I looked him up, and then for some reason it was like, I just saw some article headline outrage that Kane's not in the new series. I'm like, why wouldn't they do that?
It's ridiculous.
And he's not in it because he's not in the original manga. He was only set for the show.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Sad.
And sad. That's
interesting.
Interesting and sad.
It is.
Interesting and sad.
So, sorry, Ben. Yours and my favorite ones.
Yeah. Now less, So yeah, great responses there, gentlemen, for Wolfwood. One moment that I thought was going to be a great, funny moment, but then turned into like a sweet moment. I don't know, for Wolfwood, when he first started walking to the child that was grieving, and he pulled out the sucker. So when I saw him pull out the sucker, it appeared to me that he was going to give that to the kid. He pulled out the sucker and then just started eating it. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. But then he pulled out another sucker for the kid. If he wouldn't have pulled the sucker out for the kid, I thought that would have been just a perfectly done moment. So like, he's just getting the sucker for himself. Almost like the Grinch, like knocking over kids' ice cream cones. That would have been good. But yeah, TBD on Wolfwood's character. I don't know. Something about his demeanor or how he was talking, something just didn't work for me. I don't know. So I want to see more. It was just one episode. But again, Too much, too soon.
Too much too soon is the name of the game right now.
Now is the name Zazu?
Zazie.
Zazu.
Zazu the Beast.
Aladdin.
Good morning, sire.
So I heard already some opinions from chess, but feel free to share more. What were your thoughts on this version of that character? And I guess the scene surrounding him as well.
You're talking about Zazu there?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I didn't mind it also. From the first one, the mind guy, I knew they were going to take some liberties and change it up. And so I don't mind that they're kind of doing one gung-ho gun per episode. I kind of like that. Where it's, as has been said on the podcast before by you guys, a monster of the week. But these monsters are all in the same league. So you're kind of building up to the big bad guy at the end. That's why that's another reason why they shouldn't have had knives in episode 3. Let's build up to him. But anyway, I like that his powers are weird. Since they're going the sci-fi route, he's not a little kid with six shooter pistols that can talk to animals. He's this weird alien thing that, yeah, talks to bugs. So, I mean, I'm okay with it. And as much as it was way too soon to see Wolfwood's cross gun, laser gun, I thought the sequence was really cool. It just, yeah, too soon.
Yeah.
This is like an episode 7, if you're doing 12 episodes, thing. Basically, this episode was like episode 7 or 8, if you're doing 12 episodes, for me. And this was episode 4 instead.
Yeah,
and it is 12.
12 so far. I think there might be more, okay. I think. But I can't. I haven't tried to look ahead to confirm that. Mm. But I know there's 12 episodes released right now.
Yeah, I'd say 8's a good one. Yeah, a big reveal of his weapon and his allegiance. That's farther down the road.
Please push that. That honestly, man, that made me so sad. Because again, I'm the optimist over here, like wanting to like this show. And I saw that when Zazu walks up and talks to him, I was like, stop it right now. Stop. Oh my gosh, you did it. You guys wrote this into the show on purpose, because there's no improv going on. You know, the writers had forced the actors to do this.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
Right.
It's not like they just happened to have a camera on Wolfwood sitting on the side of the set scene and Zazu went and talked to him.
Zazu.
How did you feel about Zazu's voice actor being the original with Rowan Atkinson playing him?
I mean, he nailed it.
couldn't pass that up.
That was good, Chester.
We are all in very grave danger.
Ben, you look confused.
No, I was trying to think of a quote I could do, and I couldn't think of one.
Zazu quote.
Yeah. I kept thinking of the song.
Blossoming in the savannah. Your parents will be thrilled.
So, moving on.
Keep going.
So, man, it's just been overall not a great experience. I think for all of us, I think we have different levels of negativity, but it's, I think, overall not rating too high. Chess probably is the most positive. I think I'm in the middle of the not positive, and Colb's probably that 3 and 4 were really rough for me. So not going to lie there. 1 and 2, I thought were interesting. Beginning of 3, I was like, okay, yeah. I still think I'll put this out here. I still think Roberto is a good character. I like him in this show. I wouldn't have chosen to have him, but he's been good.
I'd agree with that. Of our two reporters, he's the one I like the most.
Yeah.
And I liked Merrill. I liked Merrill in the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much to say about that. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, next question.
Ooh, if you got one.
Yep.
I don't actually have one.
It's funny.
Did you So I got some grievances all over the place. I don't
just let Kolb off the leash. Just unleash Kolb and let him talk for like 20 more minutes.
I despise 3D animation. I feel like everything that should have worked in a 2D anime just doesn't work in 3D. There are some sequences that are really, they look really good and they're cool. Wolfwood's laser gun reveal was really cool looking. The way it spun around him and he like it's, you know, transforming and all that kind of cool stuff. That worked. Body language, comedic moments, they're too flowy. They're too, let's make it look natural. And that's not what makes a scene funny in an anime. It's got to be, they got to be choppy and quick and, you know, you gotta be catching it. But for the 3D stuff, none of that, you don't have any of that. It's all, their bodies move like this, like I'm trying to do it, and it looks weird. I just don't like it. And same with action. Action is just not good. And it seems like they can't frame a shot properly in 3D. Characters just kind of stand in weird spots. It's like if you were trying to film it in your backyard, in my opinion. Like it, shots are longer because you can do more with computer animated stuff than you can. I don't know. All of it doesn't work for me, and I really hate it.
So how do you feel about the animation then?
Oh, I hate it. Jess, you said there were some comedic moments that worked for you. What were those things? Because I feel like everything that's been trying to be funny has just fallen flat.
I enjoyed Wolfwood getting hit with the car. I didn't expect him to actually get hit with the car. I thought they were going to stop, and then he got slammed by the trailer. Now, I didn't love his face. I felt like it was a little too much, like his when they panned to his face. But him just getting hit by the car, I thought was funny. I'm trying to think. That was specifically what I had in mind when I was doing that. When I said that. I don't know. You put me on the spot. I have to think some more.
That's fair. I get it. That's right. You guys, it may not bother you guys, and that's fine. But I hate it. I cannot stand this.
Yeah, I
enjoyed his nicknames for the group when he was telling them to go off in the different tubes.
Because that has to do with the animation style, Chest.
You didn't ask me that. You just said, what was the humor?
Okay, I was expecting not the dialogue to be the answer, but...
Well, that's not what you expected.
That's true.
Not what you wanted, but it's what you got.
Hey, there you go.
Sorry, Kolb, you were saying, you know what? What?
Yep.
I know what? Oh, my goodness. I just can't. I mean, I get the dialogue sometimes for you, Chess, is funny.
Sure.
And that, yeah, him calling those guys' names is funny. But I don't know. When I think of anime humor, I don't think of something that's fluid and, you know,
so
characters move.
I know exactly what you're talking about. For example, the Zom 100. I've laughed a lot because they do exactly that. They do the whole, like, where it's clearly just been drawn, like, this panel and then this panel and the character, like, is like doing the whole like looking around like what, and they're like jerking like chick, 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 where they're like shifting position really fast and it makes that whoosh sound like whew, 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 and he's like looking for like someone that disappeared because he was talking to them, like when Roberto disappears, that would have been the perfect like swivel moment in a 2D anime where they're like, where'd he go? But because it's just a 3D, it's like you're watching a movie. Is that like what you're talking about, where they have those?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure.
I get that, because in Zom 100, he has this moment where like he's talking to this girl, and then it zooms in on him, and then when it zooms back out, she's not there, and he does the whole like, where'd you go? And he, you know, he's like looking everywhere, and it's funny because it's very anime.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, a visual comedy is good, but I don't think you can do it with this kind of animation.
It's definitely not the same. And the moment that I realized it's not the same was when, right at the beginning, when Vash is hanging from the rope and she lassos him and she's like dragging him around the sand. That was the moment for me where I'm like, it's not going to work as well.
Yeah, I think it's that same scene. You said he compliments her and she kind of gets all,
yes,
you know, like, oh, flustered. Yeah. Like, yeah, but that would be handled completely differently in a 2D anime because,
yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to explain it without showing an example.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's what I need. I need
a visual. Yeah, sorry. I'm not bothered by it like Cold. It's not going to ruin the show for me. But I understand why it frustrates you. So I appreciate it.
Yes. And it's the same thing with action scenes. Not only the comedy. I feel like a lot of the action scenes are just too... They just flow too well together. And I don't like it.
The closest...
I shouldn't say it like that. But I mean, it...
The closest it's come, Ben, is like when he's at that standoff and the guy shoots really close to him and he like dodges really fast. That's what 2D does a lot of, is like really quick moments.
Yep. Ben, this is what I'll do. I will do some research. I will show a clip from Trigun Stampede, and I will show you a clip of something else, and I'll say, can you see the differences here? Which one is better?
Yes. Please do that.
What if Ben says no, he can't see a difference?
Then I will say, ooh, that's a good question. What will I say? Because I'll try to be respectful, but then I'll say what's exactly on my mind at the same time.
I just want to know what's on your mind right now.
I think Colb would say, I'm picturing texting him right now. Okay, he texts me those videos, and I say, I can't tell the difference. I think he would say, are you serious? That's what his response would be to me.
Period. Are you serious, period?
Because he would be legitimately wondering if I'm being serious or not.
It's true. That would be the first line of defense for Colb is this sarcasm via text?
Yeah. I can't tell if you guys are joking or not.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's like that's like saying I would say something snarky like, is Looney Tunes and, you know, Doc McStuffins the same show? Does anybody watch Doc McStuffins anymore? I don't.
Not recently, but the kids did have a Doc McStuffins stage.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I never watched it, actually. Yeah.
Oh, my kids didn't watch it. I know. I never did. We're watching the new Blueies right now.
Have you gotten to Granny Mobile yet?
Oof. Mm. So funny.
Is that one of the newer ones?
Yeah.
I don't think. I've only seen like two of the newer ones.
With Muffin.
That one's my favorite one of the new stuff.
It's good.
Ah, so good.
Muffin's a great character.
So good. Bluey.
Should I wait for my other grievance? Or should I just...
Is it relevant?
Is it relevant?
It's with the show.
Is it just specific a random to grievance. These episodes, or is it just generic, random, like, grievance for the show?
Both.
Sure, if you want. I mean, it just depends on how negative you feel like you've been and how much, if you want to save it.
I feel like I've been very negative.
Well,
so we can hold it off. It's cool.
Either way is fine with me. I don't care. It's how you're feeling. I know you're upset. If you need to get that off your chest. Just to make room for more negativity next week, that's fine.
Well, first off, Ben, Wolfwood was your favorite character, right?
Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Jesse, was he your favorite also?
Vash is my favorite character.
Okay. Well, Vash was my favorite character also.
Wolfwood is like very high as a character for me, though.
Right. Well, same with me. And I feel like this new series is making me dislike Vash as a character,
which is a tough question.
No, it was a statement.
Oh, it was a statement for me. Yeah.
I'm taking it as a question of how are you feeling in this?
Jess, okay. How are you feeling in this?
Thanks. That's a tough statement. I understand what you're saying. So since you pointed out that he's a lot more serious and weepy, I've been looking for that, and it's there for sure. With Knives, he's very crazy serious. He's and not in the like confrontational way. He's in the like begging, pleading way. Mm-hmm. Not as great a look, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm gonna withhold Vash judgment to the end, just for the sake of one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that caveat of obviously it could turn around, but right now I don't like his character. I don't like what they're doing with him. Like, two examples. Knives has just murdered a bunch of people. We've seen him rip apart some women.
Yep.
And then he gets confronted by Vash, and Vash is like, got him at gunpoint. Knives is about to do something horrific or about to steal something. And then all Vash says is, hey, Knives, let's just talk about this. Yeah. Like, what? Are you serious?
Again, please.
Let's just talk about this in the middle of him murdering an entire town. He's about to take the entire power plant away. And he's like, hey, let's just talk about this. Yeah. I'm like, that's not what you do. You need to stop the threat.
Maybe,
and I feel like the other Vash would have done that.
Maybe Vash's preferred love language is communication.
You know what? That's very possible. But I feel like in the first series, when does Vash go postal? It's when one of the bad guys murders an entire town. Then Vash gets serious and he starts shooting up and his eyes turn that violent blue and he gets really angry. Like, that's what should have happened.
Oh, that's, but it didn't. Episode Diablo.
Yeah. A fantastic episode. That's when the show turns on a dime and it's great.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
And then after this whole thing, he gets kicked out of the town. Many people are dead. And then I forget who, Meryl's like, why are you smiling? And he's like, oh, well, I have to smile because I don't deserve to cry. I'm like, oh, shut up. Just shut it. I don't want to hear this.
Right.
The Vash that I knew would have cried, would have shed tears as he was leaving. He wouldn't have been smiling in that situation. Because it was his fault, most likely. And he would have felt it, but he wouldn't have let people see that.
Another difference is he gets kicked out of the city, which if you notice, correct me if I'm wrong, Kolb, the next place he's going is the town of July, right?
He's going to July.
So this takes place,
and I don't know if that's
before. Well, I assume this takes place before the destruction of July, is what I'm gathering. Because that's a big plot point in the previous one, is he was part of the destruction of July in a confrontation with Knives, and then he becomes the humanoid typhoon. Anyway,
right.
He's forced to leave this town because of his brother. And in the previous show, he was forced to leave because he has a bounty on his head. Everybody comes to kill him. It destroys towns. He's the humanoid typhoon because people are trying to hunt him down. Not because he's having confrontations with Knives every other weekend in towns. And everyone's like, that's your brother? Get out of my town.
Yeah. Yep, so... he's going from my favorite character to my least favorite character very fast.
I hate to hear that.
Now, are you going to let this Vash influence all of Vash?
Never.
Okay.
Good. No. Nope. It'll make
just
me
in this isolated
love and appreciate
encapsulation of this show, you're saying?
Right. Yes. Yes. It'll make me love and appreciate my Vash so much more.
We are going to have
And maybe that's all that this show needs to do, is just make me love the other ones so much more.
It's doing true. That for me.
Touche.
Truly.
Yeah, because Ben, you weren't as on board. You liked it quite a bit, but you were not like, yeah, I love Trigun. You were like, oh, this is good. It's okay.
I'd say I'm between those two.
So you're like,
between love and it's good. No, when I look at Trigun, I'm like, I like the show, but I from my previous watches, I'm not like, oh, I love this show.
Yeah.
But I will say it just keeps slowly going up the charts, and I will definitely be doing a rewatch probably the original, in the next couple months. Yeah. Just because
just the episodes we just watched.
I mean, no judgment. No judgment here, folks. No judgment here.
About time for a rewatch. So yeah, I'm excited to see where it lands after this rewatch. Because I also know, like, very much at this point, like, well, I'm not gonna go down that whole road, but
yeah,
just talking about the old one so much. So
yeah,
it is good that we are all familiar with the old one extensively, so that helps a lot. I'm gonna be tempted to read the manga now, because now there's two different adaptations, one which I love, but I hear some of my favorite characters are either different, or I shouldn't say favorite, that's a strong word. Some of the characters are different, and ones that I like Johnny Longshot, are not even in the manga. So how do I feel about that? I don't know. Usually I prefer sticking to the manga, but in this case I don't. I really liked our Sniper King.
Fellas, I gotta say, I appreciate you letting me vent a little. I feel like I can go to bed happy now.
Absolutely, Cole.
Well, you know, we prefer that.
Yeah. We care about your quality of sleep.
Yeah, family life and quality of sleep.
I don't have to take a mental health day tomorrow.
Your whole family was texting and saying you really need to let him vent about Bash. He has not shut up about it all day.
Yeah. I believe it.
So,
yep. Cheryl told me as well.
Yep. Yeah, she said Cold Nathan is just really off the rails here.
That sounds like my mom.
Yeah.
Cheryl. The original Kolb, if you will.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You don't call your mom Kolb?
No, I don't. Maybe I should start.
Yeah.
Just shoot her a text. Hey, Kolb.
Yeah, maybe.
I usually do the office thing, and even after she got married, I still call her by her maiden name.
Nice.
Like Jim does with Pam. He always calls her Beasley, even though she's not a Beasley anymore.
Mm. Beasley.
It works so much better with your mother, not your wife.
Mm. Well, I guess I'll test it out.
On your wife or your mom?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Man.
Well, let's know how that goes.
Jim just said to Pam, at least I didn't leave you at a hockey game.
Oh!
Yeah, some things are true, but ladies don't want to hear
that. You don't want to say that, Jim.
Yeah, he had a couple whoopsies. They also like picking her up for too long, where it was kind of awkward, and she's like, "Put me down, Jim. Put me down."
The karate match.
Yep. Yeah, great scene, but that part is a little awkward.
The fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
You can't see. You can't see. It's a great show. Mm. Wow. Well, if we start talking about The Office, we will never stop. So, yeah,
true. Hey.
Fans, it's going to, you know, the scene in Trigun Stampede where they're trying to get Wolfwood to some help and the truck is like bouncing all across the dunes. That's us on this. Us on this ride right now. The truck is like bouncing across this rocky road, and we're really hoping it smooths out, but it doesn't seem like it will. So we're strapping ourselves in for a bumpy ride.
Which one of us is the unconscious one?
I think at this point you've fainted from anger. Ben is the one that's like trying to like smooth the situation. And I'm optimistically trying to get you to the hospital because I'm like, no, he can be saved. Yay! Somebody's dying on my watch.
I'm like, Chess, calm down. Colb, wake up.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you're telling me to eat
all right.
Colb's sandwich. Colb's not eating anything out of anger.
See, it fits. In days.
I mean, in days.
Yeah. Get that man a sandwich.
My last thing, I don't want to talk about, but I just want to, I want us to be watching our next week. Let's talk about it, because I'm sure he'll be there.
Okay.
We don't have enough information to talk about anyway, but I really want to know more about this professor person, because this is a whole new element. So hopefully next week we get
the guy with the giant robot. That guy?
Yeah, and the little girl, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's some child-looking person of some kind.
Yep, ambiguous child.
Could be a fun addition. Who knows?
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. We'll see where they go.
Yeah.
But in any event, we'll check it out next week here on Three Dads talking about anime. Peace out.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get 3 dads talking about anime.
What do you get when 3 guys love anime?
You get 3 dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys start having kids?
Children? Dads.
And
so
become fathers and
each have kids. Separately? Went on the separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.